sky. What you gonna do now the well's dry?
If you've just tuned in and were expecting to hear the Soppy Softies at 7, it's the last show of the month, so we give them the week off and we play a few rounds of Which Chart Wins Your Heart. And that was from 1975, two songs back to back, the first of which was The Tramps and Hold Back the Night. That was sitting at number 15 on this day in 1975. It would go on to peak 10 places higher at number 5. It's still their biggest UK and their only top 10 hit. Their other big hit, of course, was Disco Inferno, which reached number 16 back in 1977. Hold Back the Night is taken from their LP, the legendary Zing album. Then we just heard then John Miles and High Fly. That was his debut release in the UK, and on this day in 1975, it was sitting at number 18 in the charts, one place below its eventual peak position of number 17. It's taken from his album Rebel. His biggest UK hit came the following year in 1976 when Music made it all the way to number 3. John Miles was also part of Tina Turner's touring band from 1987 onwards. Okay, so that's what we had from 1975. Now it's over to 1985 to find out which chart wins your heart.
I don't know about just twisted me too much. Tested pride to look inside. Now you can't stay because the taste of your tears just tears me apart. The bittersweet soul cracks my heart. You know that the taste of your tears just tears me apart. The bittersweet soul.
Listening to Geezers, Pleasers and Cheesers with Mandy Cullen on Phoenix FM.
Two songs from 1985, the first of which was King and A Taste of Your Tears. Yes, there they are, my fellow Cov kids. My dad used to like to tell me that he worked with one of the members of King before they were famous. I just can't remember which one it is. Maybe my dad will text me and remind me. Anyway, A Taste of Your Tears was at number 15 in the charts on this day in 1985. It was King's fourth single release and would eventually peak at Legs 11, so just missing out on the top 10. It's actually taken from their second album, Bittersweet. Next up, we heard Arcadia and Election Day. Arcadia were an offshoot from Duran Duran, formed in about 1985, I think, by Simon Le Bon, Nick Rhodes and Roger Taylor. All, of course, were from Duran Duran. On this day in 1985, that track was at number 7 in the charts. It was their first release and the only one actually made it into the top 10. Their second single only made it to number 37, and that was it as far as their charts it went. Anyway, which chart wins your heart? Was it Arcadia and King from 1985? Or did you prefer The Tramps and John Miles from 1975? It's entirely up to you. Are you a 70s kid or an 80s kid? Which chart wins your heart? Only you can decide. Okay, so you are listening to Geezers, Pleasers and Cheesers with me, Mandy Cullen, on Phoenix 98 FM. It is Saturday, the 28th of October. What we do on this show is play songs from the 1970s and the 1980s that just don't get played enough on the radio. And even better than that, we leave musical snobbery outside at the door and we play what we like. It doesn't need to be cool or trendy to get played. It just has to be a joy. We only play the good stuff on Geezers, Pleasers and Cheesers. And all of the songs that we do play will be either by a geezer, be a real pleaser, or simply be a bit real pleaser, or simply be a bit of a teaser. Thank God the clocks are going back tonight and we get an extra hour in bed tomorrow. Okay, so now we are up to 1976. Let's see what that's going to bring us.
I am not in love, but I'm open to persuasion. East or west, where's the best for romancing with a friend? I can smile, but with a lover I could hold my head back and really laugh, really laugh. Thank you, you took me dancing across the floor. I could really dance. I could really move. Now if I can feel the sun in my eyes and the rain on my face, why can't I
From 1976, two tracks back to back there. The first of which was, of course, Joan Armour Trading and Love and Affection. That's just such a lovely song, isn't it? A bit of an understated masterpiece, I think you could say. Anyway, on this day in 1976, it had just entered the top 20 and was sitting at number 20. It was actually her debut single and would actually go on to peak at number 10 in the UK charts. It actually remains her biggest hit in the UK, beating Drop the Pilot by one place, as that one peaked at legs 11. Then we heard Hall & Oates, Daryl Hall and John Oates, and a song called She's Gone. Now, I'm including this one, even though it wasn't in the top 40, and it never actually quite snuck into the top 40. But the reason I'm including it is because I was really surprised to find them kicking around in the bottom reaches of the charts in the mid-70s, because I always think of them as more of an 80s band. Anyway, it was their debut release, and it peaked at number 42, although it did make it to number 7 in their native USA. Their next UK release was in 1980, but that didn't quite make the top 40 either. Although later in 1980, Kiss on My List did break into the top 40, and it peaked at number 33. Okay, that was from 1976, Joan Armour Trading and Hall & Oates. So which chart wins your heart? It's over to you, 1986.
Something's going on, change is taking place, children smiling in Sure what to do this Sunday? Check out Nigel Fitzmaurice on Phoenix FM every Sunday night from 6 till 8. If you love old school soul, you're going to love Nigel. 6 till 8, every Sunday night, only on Phoenix FM.
From 1986, we first heard the House Martins there and Think for a Minute. On this day in 1986, that one had just made its way into the top 20 and was sitting at number 18. And that would be as high as it got for them with Think for a Minute. It did make it to number one in Spain, though. The track was actually co-written by singer Paul Heaton and guitarist Stan Cullimore, and it's taken from their album London Nil, Hull 4. Then we heard Bob Geldof and This Is The World Calling. On this day in 1986, this was a brand new entry into the charts. It came straight in at number 34. It was actually his debut solo release and would eventually peak at number 25. Do you know, I'm never really sure what to refer to him as, Sir Bob or Saint Bob. Anyway, either way, he did a great thing earlier in the year with Live Aid and a few months before that with Band Aid, along with all of his pop star buddies, of course. So, which chart wins your heart? Was it 1976 when we heard Joan Armatrading and Love and Affection and Hall & Oates and She's Gone? Or is it 1986 and the House Martins Think for a Minute and Bob Geldof with This Is The World Calling? It's over to you. Which chart wins your heart? There are no wrong answers on this. It's entirely what your preference is. Are you a 70s sort of kid or an 80s sort of kid? It's your call. Anyway, just to remind you that coming up after me this evening at 8 o'clock, it's Boogie Nights with Andy Furno. He will get you dancing for 2 hours until 10 o'clock. Do you know what? Don't take my word for it. Let's hear from himself.
Join me, Andy Furno, for Boogie Nights every Saturday night, 8 p.m. to 10 p.m. on Phoenix 98 FM. 60s Motown, 70s Disco, 80s Soul and 90s Dance. And remember, if it ain't jazz, it ain't worth a funk.
Yeah, Andy's here between 8 and 10. And after Andy this evening at 10 o'clock and taking us till midnight is Steve Robertson, who's going to present 2 hours of classical music on the show that's simply called Classic Phoenix. And that is a good listen. Okay, now it's time for the next round of Which Chart Wins Your Heart. We are running out of time. We're into the last half hour of the show. Okay, so it's 1977 up next.
Lying on the floor, taking me my head is spare. You got me in your spare. 100 magic fingers, a swirling carousel. Something that I just can't describe. Ooh, when I can feel it.
This is Phoenix 98 FM.
From 1977, first of all, we heard the King, Elvis Presley, and the track was called Way Down. On this day in 1977, the King was on his way out of the charts and was at number 19, nine places down from last week's number 10. The song had peaked at number one. The track had been released just 3 days before his untimely passing on the 16th of August 1977. So I guess it was kind of inevitable that it would hit the top spot and spend several weeks in the chart. It actually spent 5 weeks at number one. The record also made it to number one over in Ireland. But, and this really surprised me, it only made it to number 18 in his native USA, although it did top the country charts in both the USA and in Canada. Then we heard the Commodores and Brick House. That was a double A-side with Sweet Love. It had a strange odd journey in the UK charts. It was at number 41, then it entered the top 40 at number 35, then the following week it dropped to number 40, then on this day in 1977 it had just jumped two places, again to number 38, and next week it would reach its highest position of number 32, so just missing out on the top 30. It achieved its highest chart position over in New Zealand, where it peaked at number 2 in the chart. So that's what we had from 1977. Now 1987, it's over to you.
Phoenix 98 FM.
98.
98.
That was two from 1987. First of all, we heard the Style Council and Wanted. On this day in 1987, Wanted was a brand new entry in the charts, going straight in at number 26. It was actually released as a non-album single, but did eventually feature on their greatest hits LP, which was called The Singular Adventures of the Style Council. As you might expect, it was written by Mick Talbot and Paul Weller, who essentially made up the Style Council, really. It would eventually go on to peak at number 20 and actually remains their final top 20 hit. Then we just heard Scarlet Fantastic and No Memory. These guys were actually made up of a duo made up of Maggie K. DeMond and Rick P. Jones. And if you think it's got a whiff of Sick, Aching and Waterdown about it, that's because Pete Waterman is involved in the mixing on the record. But, you know, we won't hold that against them. On this day in 1987, it was sitting at number 30 in the charts and then would go on to peak at number 24. They're actually one-hit wonders. They did release a second single, but they didn't get anywhere near the top 40. It peaked at number 67. So there we go. Which chart wins your heart? Was it 1977, where we heard Elvis Presley and Way Down and the Commodores and Brick House? Or was it 1987, where we heard the Style Council Wanted and Scarlet Fantastic with No Memory? Entirely up to you. As I keep saying, there are no wrong answers. Which chart wins your heart? Entirely up to you. You 70s kind of kid, 80s kind of too. Anyway, that brings us up to 1978 and 1988. As we're really running out of time, what I'm going to do is I'm going to play one from 1978 and one from 1988. And coming up first, here's ELO.
Waiting for the operator on the line.
There we go. That's ELO and Sweet Talking Woman from 1978. This record was sitting at number six on this day in 1978, and that was really as good as it got for that single. So just missing out on the top five. Interestingly, it was their 13th single and their third consecutive number six, with the previous two being Mr. Blue Sky and Wild West Hero. And interestingly, it also made its number six over in Ireland. So how about that? It was written and produced by Jeff Lynne. And that is just about it from me. Thank you so much for listening. I really do hope you've enjoyed the music as much as I have. Of course, please do stay tuned for Andy Furneaux. He is on the way with his brilliant Boogie Nights. I am going to leave you with one last song to ponder which chart wins your heart. This one was at number 33 and on its way out of the charts. It's the Pet Shop Boys and Domino Dancing. I'll be back next week, all being well, celebrating November birthdays. So if your birthday's in November, please do tune in for that one. I'll be back next week, so enjoy the rest of your weekend, and please do stay safe. Thanks again. Good night.
Bad loser.